Lieutenant Downs slammed the door of his dark blue sedan with enough force to rock the low-swept vehicle on its four thick tires. He'd had the kid hooked, ready to enlist. But then the parents got wind of his efforts, and the whole thing fell apart. If it weren't for Downs' uniform, the father might have taken a swing at him. Though he was no longer field fit, in his dress blues, the UNSC Marine Corps recruiter was still an imposing presence. As the lieutenant reordered his mental list of prospects, the small group of primarily young men who'd shown any interest in his cold calls and street-corner pitches, he reminded himself it wasn't easy recruiting soldiers during wartime. With a war as brutal and unpopular as the insurrection, his job was damn near impossible. Not that his CO cared. Downs' quota was 5 new Marines per month. With less than a week to go, he hadn't landed even one. "You gotta be kidding me," the lieutenant grimaced as he rounded the back of his sedan. Someone had used a can of red spray paint to scrawl, "Innies out," on the vehicle's thick bumper. Downs smoothed his close-cropped hair. It was an increasingly popular slogan, a rallying cry for the more liberal core world citizens who believed the best way to end the killing in Epsilon Eridanus was simply to let the system go, have the military pull out and give the insurrectionists the autonomy they desired. The lieutenant wasn't a politician, and while he doubted the UN leadership would ever appease the innies, he knew a few things for sure. The war was still on. The Marine Corps was an all-volunteer force, and he only had a few days to fill his quota before someone with a lot more brass than him took another bite out of his already well-chewed ass. The lieutenant popped the sedan's trunk and removed his dress cap and briefcase. As the trunk closed automatically behind him, he strode toward the recruitment center, a converted storefront in a strip mall on Chicago's old, near North Side. As Downs neared the door, he noticed a man slumped against it.
48789-20114-AJ,
Avery mumbled.
"Say again?"
Downs asked. He knew a UNSC serial number when he heard it, but the lieutenant still hadn't quite accepted the drunk outside his office was the Marine Corps staff sergeant indicated by the four gold chevrons on his filthy dress coat's sleeve.
"It's valid,"
Avery said, raising his head from his chest.
"Check it."
The lieutenant straightened his shoulders. He wasn't used to taking orders from a non-commissioned officer. Avery belched.
"I'm AWOL. 72 hours.
That got Downs' attention. He cracked his briefcase in the crook of his elbow and withdrew his comm pad.
"Give me that one more time,"
he asked, inputting Avery's slowly repeated serial number with swift stabs of his index finger. A few seconds later, Avery's service record appeared on the pad. The lieutenant's eyes widened as a long string of meritorious citations and battlefield commendations cascaded down the monochromatic screen. Orion, Kaleidoscope, Tanglewood, Trebuchet, dozens of programs and operations, most of which Downs had never even heard of. Attached to Avery's file was a priority message from Fleetcom, the Navy and Marine Corps headquarters on Reach.
"If you're AWOL, no one seems to mind," Downs placed his comm pad back into his briefcase. "In fact, I'm pleased to inform you that your request for transfer has been approved."
For a moment, Avery's tired eyes flashed with suspicion. He hadn't requested a transfer. But in his current groggy state, anything sounded better than being shipped back to Epsilon Eridanus. His eyes darkened once more.
"Where?"
"Didn't say."
"Long as it's quiet,"
Avery muttered. He let his head fall back against the recruitment center door, right between the legs of a Marine in full battle dress on a poster taped to the inside of the door that read, "Stand, fight, serve." Avery closed his eyes.
"Hey," Down said gruffly, "you can't sleep here, Marine."
But Avery was already snoring. The lieutenant grimaced, hefted one of Avery's arms over his shoulder, and carried him to the back seat of his sedan. As Downs pulled out of the mall's parking lot into thick noontime traffic, he wondered if catching a single AWOL war hero was as good as booking 5 raw recruits.
if it would be enough to keep his CO happy.
Great Lakes Spaceport,
he barked at his sedan. Quickest route. As a holographic map materialized on the inner surface of the sedan's curved windshield, Downs shook his head. If only I could be so lucky.